Hey, I want to welcome a new sponsor to SliceOffice.com. It's the attorneys at Gingras, Thompson, and Walks. They get results, whether it be $3.75 million to a developmentally disabled man who was rendered a paraplegic in a van semi-accident, or $2.9 million awarded by a jury to the parents of a newborn infant who was injured during birth, or $2.5 million to a man who was injured by a defective shotgun. They will give you the time that you and your case deserve. Stay local. They have offices in Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. They're easy to get a hold of. It's gtwlawyers.com. That's gtwlawyers.com.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome back to SliceOffice.com, brought to you by our friends in Madison Labor, including Madison Teachers, Madison Firefighters, Madison, who else? The Teamsters, Firefighters, we've got Operating Engineers, Local 139. Joining us now, Melissa Sargent, State Representative from the Northeast side of Madison. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day. You have been at the forefront of an issue that maybe isn't a labor issue per se, but certainly could have a profound effect on the economy. I understand that Scott Fitzgerald and Robin Voss are living in 1956. You, as a woman who's never smoked marijuana, has been pushing to reform the laws in this state. From when you started with this issue, what, was that 5 years ago?
A little more than 5 years ago, yeah.
Okay. How much progress do you think you've made?
Well, certainly when I first introduced the bill to legalize cannabis in Wisconsin, it was a pretty taboo issue. I think most people were on the side of legalization, but still on the sidelines of soccer games and grocery stores, taking walks in parks. My friends and neighbors from across the state would say to me, keep on doing that thing you're doing, with a wink and a nod, and you had a sense of what they were talking about. But we are now having passed the bill, or introduced the bill for the fourth session, passed a line in the sand where people are loud and proud talking about full legalization of cannabis in Wisconsin and all of the great things that will happen and all the ills that we will be able to address.
Can you explain why states like Oklahoma and Arkansas and Louisiana are passing medical marijuana laws, but they won't in Wisconsin? How could anyone possibly rationalize that?
Well, we've got a couple of folks that are heading up the legislature in Wisconsin who really have their members go in lockstep in what it is that they care about. And they have a history of not listening to the people of the state of Wisconsin. We're not putting people first. They don't have money behind this issue, and they don't care what you and I think.
You know what's funny? As this is going on, I don't hear of a bunch of marijuana deaths going on. Perfect. I had a long talk with former Dane County Sheriff and former Director of Corrections in Wisconsin, Rick Ramish, who's just moved back to Wisconsin, about the Colorado experiment. And I said, so? He goes, well, you know, not everything's perfect, but we have to move in that direction. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a former Republican sheriff.
Is prohibition working, and has right. It worked in the past? What we have
my grandparents went to speakeasies in Milwaukee,
there
okay?
There you go. Right? There you go.
So, with all that said, in Illinois legalizing it, now we're going to have people driving out of state to buy their marijuana. And yet I'm hearing, you know, the state patrol, we're still going to enforce these laws. Is there anything we can do to talk a little reason into the state on this?
Well, certainly we know how many jobs would be created with this industry in Wisconsin, how much tax revenue we would see coming into the state of Wisconsin, the amount of economic stimulus, as well as the amount of life saved, because quite frankly, prohibition is really doing damage to people in our communities. So we do need to be talking about this, and I think if we talk about it in a pragmatic economic manner, prohibition never worked, and Wisconsin does need to move forward.
And yet, vaping went full steam ahead without any research, and now we're having all these vaping issues without any research, and yet there seems to be no problem with vaping.
I hear you 100%. We know that the most dangerous thing about cannabis in Wisconsin is that it's illegal. And once we bring it into the fold, we're going to be able to control what it is, regulate what it is that people are putting into their bodies, and provide them the opportunity to have access to a plant that is far less challenging and damaging to your system and our society than pharmaceuticals. It's not a message that everyone should be out there utilizing this or ingesting cannabis, but we know that it's more dangerous without regulation and without oversight.
You know, I saw, I drove by Atwood Avenue yesterday, and I saw all the memorials for people that have died from overdoses of opioids, and I'm thinking how marijuana could have been used in some cases at treating pain initially, in some cases, rather than opioids.
That's right. We do have a real crisis. It's a public health crisis when it comes to opioid addiction. I have family members that are living and dealing with that devil every single day, and it is really challenging to see that happening. But we do know that in states that have legalized cannabis, there's been a decrease in opioid usage, as well as a decrease in opioids and opioid-related deaths. Absolutely. Pharmaceuticals are they're killing our kids and our family members, the people who we love. Mm-hmm. Cannabis, as you said, no one that we know of has ever overdosed or died from
cannabis. Well, when you see judges in Oklahoma ruling that Johnson & Johnson broke the law, you know that the times are a-changing.
They are a-changing. And well, here we are on the forefront pushing.
Melissa Sargent, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. SliceOffice.com.
SliceOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.